Are you having a two-for-one special?
Are you having a two-for-one special? That's the question.
This is Podtech News from the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Intel CEO Paul Otellini gave a keynote speech on Thursday, January 5th, 2006. In this first of four parts, he outlined new dual-core chip technology for mobile devices.
We're thrilled to be here at CES. It's a place where change starts. The new normal is not a place. It's a state of being. Technology moves from new to normal very rapidly. Technology becomes a lot more useful when it's exciting and fulfilling, especially when it becomes transparent. A test of good technology is that once you use it, you can't go back. All of this is made possible by Moore's Law, and that's what Intel is all about. All things digital are advancing on an exponential curve: PC, consumer electronics, and handheld devices. This is yielding profound change and revolutionary, not incremental, advances. So what's the new normal? Rapid evolution and change are the new normal. I believe that technology moves from new to normal when a number of things happen. First of all, it has to ride Moore's Law. It has to have the advantages of the exponential change that semiconductor technology can bring to these devices. Second of all, it needs to be built on an open set of standards. And third, and perhaps most importantly, there needs to be an ecosystem or an industry around it to innovate on those standards and to be able to bring to market those devices that consumers so want. 3 years ago, we created a new normal in computing. We did that with the introduction of Centrino mobile technology. We made wireless computing, for the first time, mainstream technology. So what's next? Well, I think what's next is that digital technology is going to continue to proliferate, and we'll see the rise of the digital media multitasker. Think about what we do on the PC. When we use a personal computer, how many applications are open? This demands more and more performance. But at the same time as we're demanding more performance, we want everything to become more and more mobile. We want smaller devices, cooler devices, quieter devices. All of this demands lower and lower power. So how do we do that? We at Intel are doing this by having a massive shift in our development from focusing on generating more and more gigahertz or clock speed per generation of chips to shifting to dual core. Quite simply, what dual core technology is putting two and then four and then eight and then more multiprocessors on a single chip. At the same time as we do this, it shifts the power curve. It delivers less heat, better battery life, and enables much smaller devices. Today we're introducing our next generation Centrino. It's the first time a notebook has been enabled with dual core technology, and we're calling that Centrino Duo. This next generation Centrino advances performance on every vector that users care about. It's up to 68% faster. It consumes 28% less power, giving up to an extra hour of battery life. The Wi-Fi gets better. All of this enables even smaller form factors. And most importantly, it crosses a new threshold. It delivers more performance and consumes less power. This will enable new types of on-the-go digital entertainment. To take a closer look, I'd like to introduce Intel's Executive Vice President and General Manager of our Mobility Group, Sean Maloney.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you.
Good to see you. What's with the cape, Sean?
Oh, I should be asking you why you're not wearing a cape. I mean, this is Las Vegas, and you've really got to go with it. And by the way, this isn't any old ordinary cape. This is a Centrino Duo cape. And we're going to need this cape for a little demonstration of some magic here. So if you just follow me over here,
okay.
What I'm going to do is need your help. I will need your help, Paul, in doing some of this magic. And, you know, CES, we all love these consumer gadgets, don't we? wouldn't it be better if you could take them with you? I mean, we are mobile. People are mobile. And don't you want to take these things with you? So let's see if we can do a little magic test here. So I will throw in my magic cape. And of course, you know, you'd love to take a TV with you, right, wherever you went, though the people in the airport probably wouldn't let you do that. And I'm sure you'd love to take a DVD player with you, particularly HD DVD player. And you want to be able to do some recording as well. You want to take that with you, so you'd probably want to throw that in. And then, of course, you want to do music, right? You want to do MP3s. You want to listen to music. And, of course, you want to have a great gaming experience because you might want to play games wherever you are, so you throw that in as well. And then, finally, you want to keep in touch with voice. So you'd probably throw that in. So you'd want to throw all of these things in together, right? And then you'd want to shake them around. And because it's magic, you know, there's nothing in there, right? No, nothing in there. But you would probably want to have a wand. But I think I threw my wand in here by mistake. Let's see if we can get another one out. You know, but you need a big wand, right? Now, you're the boss, so you got to do the magic spell.
Yeah, over you?
On here.
Oh.
Don't be naughty.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, okay. So, whoa. So what's going on here? So let's see. Is there anything coming up? Yeah. Oh, look. Wow. It's a Centrino Duo notebook. What a coincidence. Now, actually, this is a stunning Fujitsu device with a great big clear screen, but we've got a whole bunch of them over there. So the industry's had an outstanding year for notebooks, notebook sales growing, you know, somewhere in the range of 40%, even faster than cell phones. And we think the momentum for the industry is going to push even further ahead over the next 12 months. Breakthrough graphics, better features, multitasking, and all of those kind of things. And to support that, the industry overall has got an unprecedented number of products being introduced. The last wave of Centrino, which has been part of this growth in the last 12 months, we have approximately twice as many notebooks being introduced now on a Centrino Duo as we had on that older generation. And we have a whole series of them here, different form factors, shapes, and sizes. So all in all, I think the industry is rightly excited about the year for mobility.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Now, at the heart of this new Centrino Duo platform that Sean just showed was a new microprocessor from Intel. This new microprocessor, we believe, is the processor for the next era of computing. It's optimized for low power, performance, and it's ideal for digital entertainment. We call it Core Duo. And from our perspective, it's more than just another microprocessor. It's a revolution. Core Duo is our first new premium brand since Pentium. The chip is 3 times smaller than Pentium. It's about the size of a dime. It's 100 times more powerful than the first Pentium in terms of performance. It is the world's lowest power dual core chip. It's the heart of computing in terms of its architecture, not just in notebooks, but also in desktops and ultimately even in handheld devices. This device will have a very rapid ramp. It took us 1 year to ship the 1 millionth Pentium processor. We'll ship the millionth Core Duo in 3 weeks. Core Duo will blur the differences today between the desktop, mobile, and consumer electronics devices. To show you a bit more of this, I'd like to bring out my newest demo guy, Michael D. Hey, Michael.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
I understand you've got some new Core Duo products.
Yeah, let's see.
Where did
they put my system? Over here?
You're a demo guy.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, what we have is, first of all, a new concept, which really does, as you say, kind of blur the lines between a desktop and a notebook. Yeah. This is our new XPS mobile concept. And you might have heard about the XPS brand. It's kind of an enthusiast brand. And what we've done here is we've got these 17-inch notebooks, and we've got these desktops, you know, with larger displays. But what we really wanted to do here is create a 20-inch mobile platform. Wow. So this thing has 8 speakers. It's got a subwoofer. Of course, it's got, you know, Core Duo technology. Uh-huh. And so it's really the ultimate media experience you can kind of take with you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And it's also got some breakthrough ID, you know, in terms of articulating screen and slot-loaded DVD and that sort of thing.
Yeah, can I order
removable
one of these
keyboard.
Today?
You can't order it just yet, but what you can order is the Inspiron E1705.
Uh-huh.
And that's our Core Duo notebook, which is starting to ship right now, uh-huh, with a 17-inch screen.
That's not bad.
And so, I would think you would want both of those, actually.
Well, are you having a two-for-one special?
Are you having a two-for-one special? That's the question.
We can make a deal. Well, you know, and these both use this Intel new technology, Core Duo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's wonderful to see this kind of innovation. I like this. I love to see Dell innovating around our technology. And the products like this 20-inch screen really will, I think, change the way we have consumer electronics inside the home that you can take and go with you, but you can also use them as kind of mainstream, always-up consumer entertainment.
And we think it's really important to invest in the future and in the high end of the PC. And so products like this concept, like the rest of our XPS product line, are really aspirational products that not only have breakthrough in terms of technology and design, but also in terms of support services that go along with them.
Right, right. Bill, of course, you'll leave this for me, right?
No, I know you've been keeping an eye on this. I'm actually going to take this one with me.
Oh.
Because I want to make sure you don't lift it. So I'm just going to head out with this, and I'll be on my way. So,
great.
Paul, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.